Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello to Dave. Yeah, hello to Dave. We are live on the author Larry Tone's Gospel Radio Show. And today we have a Christian. We have a Christian author on today. She's from Yorktown, VA, and I would just like to take the time for her to say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, everyone, today we have Christian Arthur on the Gospel Radio Show. You tell him the name and everything. Tell him the name and who you are and everything, please, ma'am.
Okay, my name is Doris H. Dancy. I am from Yorktown, Virginia. I am the author of the Christian novel Jagged Edges, and I am delighted to be on Larry's show, on the Gospel Radio Show. I am a Christian, and I enjoy being around Christian people and around Christian things, Christian music, and all kinds of things like that.
That's great. There you have it. And could you tell us? You said the name of your book was Jagged Edges.
Yes.
And that's a Christian novel. Am I correct?
Yes, it's a Christian romance. It's about it's a Christian romance. It's about a young man by the name of Derek Chase Wellington III, who thought that he had his life pretty much set. He was born into wealth. He was a graduate from Harvard Law School. He had taken the bar and had passed it on the first try. He was looking for the right firm to join because he wanted to be a defense attorney. And he thought he was in line to marry the beautiful Morgan LaRue, who was a very talented dancer. So he thought everything was set in his life and everything was pretty much going the way that he thought it should go and would go. But there was a betrayal. And after the betrayal, his life was just thrown into chaos. And he had a very hard time finding his way to Christ after that betrayal. So that's basically what the book is about.
Okay. Could you tell the listeners where they can find that book at?
Sure. You can find it at Amazon.com. You can get it on the Kindle version, or you can buy it as a paperback.
Okay. Amazon, the Kindle version, you can buy a paperback. You got e-books?
Yes. Uh-huh. You can put it on an iPad or Kindle. I have it on both.
Okay. I read somewhere where you had it on. I'm kind of new to this e-book thing myself. I had it on Nook. You had it on
Nook.
Yeah.
Some people have told me it's hard to find on Nook, so I don't advertise Nook. I haven't seen it on Nook. I've seen it on Amazon.com, and I know you can buy the Kindle version, and I know you can buy the paperback from Amazon. But I haven't seen the Nook version. It may be there, but I just haven't seen it. But it's easy to get at Amazon.com.
Okay. Now you got your own personal website. How could they visit your personal website?
Yes, I'm at www.DorisHDancy.com. And you can view my website. It's not complete yet, but it's getting there. Everything that I want to have on it is not there yet, but it's getting there. And you can at least see my homepage. You can see some of the videos that we've done. You can also see some of the events that we are in line to do or that we have already done. You can hear young people talking. And one of the things, Larry, I wanted to make sure that the listeners know is that my book is a Christian romance, but I also have a major cause attached to it. I'm really trying to help people see how important it is to have godly relationships. When I first started writing this book, I wasn't sure why God was directing me to write it. But now I know, because I've talked to so many people who are in flawed relationships. And one of the things that I want to help people see is that when they have God in their relationship, that it can go a lot smoother than if they don't. So we've had workshops. When I launched my book, I had a huge conference at the Marriott City Center Conference Center. And they can actually see a video of that conference on my website, where I had three pastors. I had my own pastor, Reverend Donald F. White, who helped with the conference, with the workshop, and I had Reverend Sherman Grant from First Fruits of Praise Worship Center. He helped with the workshop, and I had one of my consultants, Reverend Barbara Dudley, who was also involved with working with the workshop. We had panel discussions with young people talking about their relationships. And so the book is not just a novel that you just read and finish off. I have a real cause attached to it, where I'm talking to very young girls about self-esteem and also talking with young adults about godly relationships.
Okay. Okay, so you got an attachment to your book, right?
It's not an attachment to the book. I mean, it's a program that I've started that goes along with the book. When people buy the book, who ask me to come and speak or to have workshops or whatever, then we get them to read the book, and we have the book and we have the cause that we're talking about. Together, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That sounds like a nice
fact. I have someone talking in the background. Could you please hold it down in the background? Thank you very much. We're live on the Author Larry Tone Gospel Show, and then no, I just had some more callers call in, and I always like the guest speaker to introduce herself. So these callers just called in, so could you introduce yourself to these callers, and I'll ask you some more things.
Okay. My name is Doris H. Dancy. I am the author of a Christian romance entitled Jagged Edges. I am a resident of Yorktown, Virginia. And I am a member of St. Paul EME Church in Newport News, Virginia. My pastor is Reverend Donald F. White. And my book is basically a great belief of mine that if you're going to be in a relationship, then you should be true to that relationship because betrayal is devastating. So in introducing myself, I always like people to know what my beliefs are also, and my beliefs are very much included in my book. I'll also tell you that I am married, and I have two children. I have two daughters, Monica and Tara, and I have three grandchildren and two sons-in-law.
Okay, that's Doris, two son-in-laws. That's a nice family. That's a nice family. We live on Author Larry Tone Gospel Show with Doris Dancy. She is the Christian author of the book Jagged Edge. She's a Christian romance a writer, and she's from Yorktown, Virginia. Yorktown, Virginia. She has a nice family. She's I want to ask you now. You wrote a Christian romance novel book, so you must have came from a religious background.
Yes, I was brought up in the AME Church. Ever since I can remember, I have been in the church. I cannot remember a time when I wasn't going to church. Not only was I brought up in the AME Church, I went to a Catholic school for 8 years. So I had Christianity all around me. And even as a child, by going to a Catholic school and being raised in an AME church, I got a little confused sometimes, you know, and had to be taught what each religion believed in. So I got a very clear idea of what I believed in the AME church. I remember being in church on Sunday all day long. And we would start at Sunday school, then go to what we call junior church, then we went to church, then we went to an evening service of ACE League, it was called, and after that, we went to night church. So all day long, it was church. So I've very much been brought up in the church. And I very much believe in God and believe in all that He is doing in my life. I try to live my life so that people see that I believe in God rather than my telling them that I believe in God. So writing this Christian novel was very much a part of who I am.
Okay. Now, that's nice. That covers you came from a nice Christian religious background. And it sounds like you are a very educated lady. Could you describe some of the schools you have attended?
Sure. I graduated from high school, John W. Ligon High School in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I was born and raised. And then I went to North Carolina Central University in Durham, where I got my bachelor's degree in Spanish and in English. And then I went on to Hampton University, where I got my master's in English education. I taught for quite a few years. I taught basically 12th grade high school English, and then went on to become what they call a teacher specialist in the field of English, and then I became the supervisor of English for Hampton City Schools. So at the time of my retirement, when I was ready to retire and do something else, I stopped doing that job and created my own business, which is called Pen to Paper Writing Consulting. And at that time, I was going all around the state of Virginia teaching teachers how to teach writing. And then after about 3 years of doing that, I decided to write myself. And so that's what I'm doing now. I wrote Jagged Edges. I really enjoyed every minute of writing that because I had been teaching writing for so long, and I've always been a writer, but I had never written a novel. And so this gave me an opportunity to write a genre in a genre that I had never written in before. So I wrote Jagged Edges, and now I'm writing the sequel to Jagged Edges. In Jagged Edges, I have a bad boy. His name is Zach. His name is Zachary Belfort, and it's called Zach. And he's a real bad character. I mean, he doesn't have any respect for women. He really doesn't have much respect for anybody. And he's pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
But in the next novel, I need to redeem him. Since my theme is redemptive love, I need to redeem Zach. So I've got to get him a little bit better than he was in Jagged Edges, because he is really bad in Jagged Edges. I mean, really bad. He will take your woman from you at the blink of an eye. Because he's really good looking. Zach is something. He's very good looking. He's very charismatic. He knows how to lure women away. And that's what he does. And he really doesn't care who he hurts. So, I have to let him get his little karma.
So does Zach? Yeah, you have to live in that. So that would be in the sequel. That would be in the sequel. In the sequel.
Yes, and also finding his way to Christ, because that is what my goal is always, to get my characters to understand who God is. But he has a rough time on his way to Christ because he's been so bad. So, you know, he gets paid back.
Right.
And I haven't named
the sequel yet, so I can't tell you what.
Well, I think it's a very interesting book. I think Jagged Edges is a very interesting book. My reviewers have all said they couldn't put it down. So, you know, hopefully you'll get a chance to read it and your listeners will get a chance to read it. In Jagged Edges, Derek Wellington is the main character. And as I told you before, he thought he was going to marry the beautiful Morgan LaRue, who is a dancer, but she betrayed him. And when you read the book, you'll see why she betrayed him and just how that came about. But it devastated him. It devastated Derek. And he made some huge mistakes as a result of being betrayed. And, you know, Larry, one of the things that I want to come out of my book is the devastation of betrayal. You know, when people make the mistake of betraying somebody, before they make the mistake of betraying somebody, I really want them to think long and hard about that, because you can never bring your relationship back to its original state. Once you betray somebody, you lose their trust, and it's very hard, if even possible, to get that back. And you may get back together, but there's always going to be that little thing that says, were you really working late, or were you with somebody else? You know, there's that trust factor that you lose out on. So I want people to get that out of my novel. I want them to understand, when you betray somebody, you can't ever get back to where you were. So you need to think long and hard about that before that happens.
That's true. And Dallas, I want to ask you one thing. I want to ask you one thing, right quick. I want to let everyone know that this novel is called Jagged Edges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Am I right?
I haven't seen it at Barnes & Noble. The easiest way to get Jagged Edges is through Amazon.com. And you, like I said, you can get the Kindle version or you can get the paperback version. Sometimes those other places are listed, but then people tell me they didn't see it there or whatever. So I'm going by the one that I know you can get it at Amazon.com. I know that. Because many people have already gotten it from Amazon. So that's what I know.
Okay.
And there are other places
very clear.
Listed.
So the people, when they go there, they can get it.
They can get it at Amazon.
It's Doris Dancy. And that's D-O-R-I-S-C-A-N-C-Y. That's Doris Dancy. Doris Dancy.
Tell them they have to put the H in between, Larry.
You have to put the H in between. It's Doris H. Dancy. Doris H. And I'm hearing someone online. I'm hearing some kind of. I'm not hearing it anymore. I was hearing some talking in the background. I don't know if you know that you're doing it.
Yeah,
but,
I thought you were talking with somebody
else. Broadcast.
Now let me get out.
No, it's not me. It's not on my line. It's a caller. It was a caller. And so as we were saying, it was Doris, D-O-R-I-S-H, Chancy, D-A-N-C-Y.
Right.
She's a Christian the Christian author of the novel, romance author, Christian romance novel, Jacket Edges, Amazon.com. And Doris H. Dancy. Now, Doris, what inspired you to write?
To write, period, or to write Jagged Edges?
I want to know what motivated just you to write, period.
Oh, okay. My family. Being brought up in a family that believed very highly in education and always had books in front of me, and during the time when I was growing up, my mom always had some kind of little activity book that she was showing me or a book that she was reading to me. My father believed in using correct grammar. He wouldn't let you get away with just saying anything. He would always correct your grammar. And when I started writing, I think I must have been like 5 or 6, just writing poetry and writing little stories and things like that. My mother loved poetry, and she used to recite poetry to me. And my mother used to read a lot of books to me, and they would ask me to tell them stories, you know, just make up stories. And as a result of that, I started writing at a very early age, and then just fell in love with writing, and writing is my passion. And right now, one of the key things that I like to do is find just the right word to express something. And I think when you read my book, you'll see that. I try to find just the right words to get across an idea. That's how I grow. I always find a technique or something else that I can focus in on to make my writing better. So I've been writing all of my life, and I've written plays, short stories, poems, but this was actually the very first time I ever tried writing a novel. So how did I get inspired to write is just my parents and my upbringing. I was brought up in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the capital of North Carolina, and there are so many things there to see and do, art studios and art museums and just the capital and just a lot of things. Even just downtown Raleigh, I used to have so many things that you could see and do and write about. And I just loved writing, and so I always did. And I loved developing characters. And I guess that's why I ended up becoming an English teacher, because I love literature and reading and all of that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what was your major, your studies? Was it education? What was your general study?
It was English. It was English at first, English and Spanish. I majored in English and minored in Spanish for my undergraduate work. And then when I went to Hampton University, I got my master's in English education. So it went from English to English education. So it was always English.
Okay.
But I wanted to concentrate
on
education because I believe in education so much. And I believe in being able to articulate your ideas, you know, well. So that's what I wanted to teach.
Right. And that was a good thing to that you did, going places and teaching. And that was a good thing, but I got some more things to ask you now. Are you first of all, let me stop right here. I want to know, do anybody, before I go any further, is there anyone on my show, any one of my callers would like to ask Doris H. Dancy anything before I go any further?
Yes, I would.
Hey, go ahead. And who am I speaking with?
This is Stephanie White. How are you doing today?
Stephanie!
How are you doing, Stephanie?
You knew I was going to call in, right?
Oh, dear. I just told him I was on your show.
I know. That's why I'm just laughing. I knew I was going to call in. Especially for Larry, to show support for both of you.
Thank you so much.
Dara's book, and I read her book. I answered her, and I read her book. And I would advise anybody to purchase her book and read it. It's a very well-written book. You will get more out of the book than you think. Thank you for Larry for having her being on your show today, and I'm enjoying listening.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Okay,
you can you anyone else wanted, would like to say anything? Trisha? Is there anyone else who want to say anything? So I guess there's no one of my guests that want to say nothing. So, okay, well, we'll go back once again, you're live on your Off the Larry Tone Gospel show. We broadcast live on Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. This episode will be played again on Facebook tomorrow. We will play this episode again for everyone to see on Facebook again tomorrow. And you're live on the Author Larry Tone Gospel Show with Doris H. Dancer. She's the author of the Christian romance novel called Jacket Edges. You can get that book on Amazon.com. Very interesting novel. She's working on the sequence. She's working on the part two of Jacket Edges, the Christian romance novel written by Doris H. Dancer. Yes. So, Doris, are you working on any new projects?
Yeah, that is the project I'm working on, the sequel to Jagged Edges. I don't have a name for it yet.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's the sequel to Jagged Edges. That's what I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I don't
now,
have a name for it yet.
Now. I don't know if I already asked you this, but are you being Christian romance author? Are there any more books you will write that are not Christian?
No. Everything I write is going to be Christian. I think that there are different ways that God makes his way into the lives of people, and I think reading novels is one of those ways. And I think that I'm just a vessel that he's using right now to get his message across. And so, no, I won't write anything that's not a Christian novel. Everything I write, whether it's a novel or inspirational guide or poetry or whatever I write, will have some Christian aspect to it. Because I believe that right now, I believe that that's my purpose, my mission in life, the reason I'm here, to communicate the glory of God. So that's what I will do.
Okay. Okay, and God is a good God.
Yes, he is, all the time.
I agree with you because I'm gospel author, right? And God is a good God. And I always say on my gospel radio show, God, mm-hmm. I would say one or two or more people are gathered together in my name. There I am also in the midst of them.
Exactly.
So that is evidence that God is here. That is self-evidence that God is here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are.
And that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons I was really happy to be on your show when I saw that you were a gospel radio host. I wanted to be a part of what you are doing. Because anything that God is involved with, I want to be involved with. So it was very easy for me to say yes to a gospel radio host. because I'm not really into any of the other kinds of works, you know.
Yes, I understand. Yep, I understand, and glad to have you here, and all, and glad to welcome you to the the Arthur Larry Tone, to the Gospel Show. And I'm glad, I'm honored to have you here, and Stephanie, thank God for Stephanie, because actually that's how I met you, through Stephanie. Isn't it right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
I met you've been on several radio shows. Haven't you?
Yes, I've been on Stephanie's radio show. I've been on Cyrus Webb's. I've been on Diane Turney's. I can't think of any of the others, but those are the ones that I've been on lately. Yes, and now I'm on yours, so I can add you to my
list.
Right,
I'm glad to have you. Yeah, you can add me to your list. And I would be very proud. And I would like to know now, when the show we got the Misguided Youth. That's one of the things we do. We got the Misguided Youth.
Yes.
My Arthur King Taylor, he developed the Boys Club, and I would like to know what advice would you give a kid who you feel is going the wrong way in life? What advice would you give the youth to straighten up their life and to encourage the youth?
That's a good question. I like for kids to know who they are. You know, find out what in your life do you really want for yourself, not what somebody is telling you to do or asking you to do, or trying to involve you in with their thinking and their things. What is it that you want? And who are you? Know who you are in your heart. Are you a good person in your heart? And everybody starts out being a good person. And a lot of times other influences turn them around. So I want kids to really search themselves and find out what they really want in their own lives. And not to allow anybody to take away their dreams. Not to allow anybody to steal from them the future that they want for themselves. And that's the thing, Larry, that I talk about so much when I go out and speak with young people. You know, to know who you are and what you want in your life and not allow anybody to take away from you those things. Because a lot of times people will get you to do things out of jealousy, especially if they know that you are going in a positive direction. They don't want to see that sometimes because that's not what they're doing. So they want to drag you down. Make sure that you know why people are asking you to do things that they're asking you to do. And there are so many young people that get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people. And they don't really, they didn't enjoy being there. They didn't want to be there, but they let somebody talk them into doing what they were doing. I know a young man right now. He's in jail for stealing. They allegedly stealing a car. He said he didn't steal the car. He said that he was just with the guys that stole the car, and he didn't know that they were stealing the car. Well, we don't know, but that's what he's saying. But he's in jail, and so he was with the wrong crowd, allowing them to lead him to do something that he says he didn't really want to do. And he wanted to go home. He said he kept telling them, I'm going home, I'm going home. And they kept teasing him, and he stayed. Well, now he's in jail. So, you know, you can't allow somebody to dictate your life. This is your life, and it's a very short life. And so you want to get out of it what you want, your dreams, your goals, and to actually have some dreams and some goals. And so that's what I try to talk to young people about. Just to recap, first of all, know who you are and what you want in your life. In case there are some young people listening right now, I want them to think about that. If you want to be a doctor or you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a teacher, whatever it is you want to be, don't let anybody take that from you. Find a way to get to what you want to do. and don't let anybody steal that. You know, there's a poem by Langston Hughes called A Dream Deferred. And in that poem, he talks about what happens to a dream deferred. And one of the images that he uses, he says, does it stink like rotten meat? When you don't have, when you don't get the dream that you wanted in your life, it's always going to be there smelling up your environment, because you're going to always be thinking about what you could have had, what you should have done, where you should have gone. So don't let anybody take from you what you want in your life. Don't let anybody steal that from you. That's my advice to young people.
And that's well motivating. That's motivating, good advice. That's motivating, good advice. And I couldn't say it, I couldn't say it better myself. Your affiliation. See, like, exactly what you said. Your affiliation can get you in prison. See, like you said, you couldn't have, you probably didn't do anything, but you were affiliated.
Right.
And the law, they got a law called guilt by association. Guilt by association can give your life time in jail for something that you did not do.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good advice.
And the other there's one other thing I want to add to that. For our very young girls who get into relationships with guys and they go so fast into these relationships, and before you know it, they've jumped in bed with somebody and they're pregnant and they don't even know who the guy really is, and the guy doesn't really know who they are, and they end up with a child that comes too soon for them. I want our young ladies and our young men to really think about what they're doing when they get in these relationships, and again, not allow somebody to take from them their dreams and their goals. Because a lot of times you may say, I want to be a teacher when I grow up. I want to graduate from high school. Let's just start there. I want to graduate from high school. And then you end up with a child and you have to drop out and take care of that child. And that's not what was in your plan. Stick to your plan. Don't let somebody talk you into something that you don't want to do. And that's one of the reasons why I want teenagers to read my book. Teenagers, young adults, anybody, everybody, but basically starting at teenagers, to read Jagged Edges, because in Jagged Edges there is a character named Ariana who knows that Derek is a rich man. She knows that he's an intelligent man. He's a lawyer. She knows that he's a good-looking man. But she's not willing to give up her dreams for what he wants her to do at that moment. She tells him, no, I know where I want to go in my life. And I just met you. I'm not jumping in bed with you. I don't want to do that. I need to know who you are before I do anything like that. And I don't know you. I just met you 2 days ago. So, you know, those are lessons that I want our young people to see, because a lot of times they lose themselves in what somebody else wants them to do, and they'll end up saying, well, I didn't really want to do that. Well, why did you do it? You know, don't get talked into stuff that you don't want to do. You know, my mother used to tell me, Larry, when I was young, she used to tell me, she would say, if you do something wrong, she said, everybody does something wrong sometimes in their life. She said, but if you do something wrong, make sure it's something you want to do so you can take the responsibility of it when you get caught in it. And that's important. You know, if you are going to do something wrong, then you go ahead and you do it. Then be willing to take the responsibility. Don't blame anybody else. It's all on you. So, and if you don't want to do that, then don't do what's wrong. You know, simple as that.
Right.
So my message is very clear.
5 minutes. Very clear. And a very good message. And we're getting down to the 5 minutes, last 5 minutes in the Arthur Larry Tone Gospel Show. Now, I want to know, will UPS bring your book? Will UPS deliver your book?
Will I be what now?
Will UPS?
I didn't understand your question.
Will you? Can, like, if I order your book, if I order the book off Amazon, if I order the book if I order Jagged Edges, if I go to the website, Amazon.com, and order Jagged Edges, can UPS deliver it?
Oh, no. They deliver it. Are you talking about a hard copy?
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about a paperback copy?
I was talking about any kind at all. How could I get it? I said if I just were to go order your book tomorrow, how could it?
You can go to Amazon.com and you can order the. You can go to Amazon.com and you can order the paperback or you can order the Kindle. And you can try Nook. For people who have Nook, I don't know about that. But it is listed under
Nook. They can download it and stuff.
Yes, they can download it. Once you buy it, then... Yes, in about 2 seconds, it's on your Kindle or your iPad, whatever device
you use. Right. I know I will be getting a copy. Of Jagged Edges.
I hope
soon.
So.
I will be getting
and take it to your boys' club. Take it to the boys'
my friend,
club.
He's online, but he don't want to talk. My friend online, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, he developed the boys' club.
Oh,
he
okay.
He don't
want to
talk
today, okay.
But
it's
his boys' club.
Excuse
me. Arthur Kenneth?
Yes, I like to enjoy listening sometimes. It's really nice. Because some people, you know, I heard Ms. Nada saying that, you know, you have to know who you are, you know, and that to me is a priority with our young people.
Yes.
Because too many times, you know, we have to go back to where we came from and all of this. It has nothing to do with who you are. See, as being the president founder of the Boys and Girls Club 2000, we have a site, SaveTheChildrenWithDivineLove.com. And you can look it up any place, but I'm saying when it comes down to the children, that is my priority. That is for me, for Christianity, you know, that is the priority of the Most High God.
Yes.
So, I mean, I love listening sometimes. I don't really like talking so much, but Larry likes going. But I am enjoying this show. I really am. I mean,
thank you.
You know, to be a Christian. And like I say, you said it has to be a Christian show. It has to be Christian because that's what I do. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
For me to have those type of convictions conveyed to our young people in this day, in this hour of trouble that we have, you know, it's immaculate. For me personally, you know, it just takes me to another place of reality, of understanding.
And you know, and as a person working with young people, I think it's important to have that commitment to let them know that you're not changing your mind about anything, that you are a Christian, you want to live your life as a Christian. Everything that you do has to have some kind of Christian influence to it. And that's when Larry asked me, was I going to write any other kind of novel or be involved in it? No, it's always going to be something that directs itself to the glory of God. Because that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I want young people to have that kind of conviction about themselves and what they want in their lives. And that way they won't let anybody turn them around and take their dreams from them. It's so important. So important. Especially at this time in our lives, because it's like so many of our African-American children are just losing themselves. And somebody has to stand up and say, stop this. We have to save our children.
Save the children. That's part of what we try to do out here. And organizing,
yes.
Larry Tunes and I, we've been friends, you know, for a number of years, for a lifetime, really. We've been friends a long time. And ever since we've been together, you know, it really has been about saving the children, helping the children on their way. Sometimes someone has to step up and be the example, you know.
Yes.
I mean, like people in your novel, Jagged Edges. Sometimes our young people, they need direction.
1 minute left. We got 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Keep talking. Keep talking. Conclude the broadcast.
Stop.
Just keep on talking. Take the broadcast out. Arthur Doris, Dancy, and Kenneth Taylor, just keep talking and take the broadcast on off. Go ahead on,
Arthur King Taylor and Doris Dance. Just keep talking to the broadcast. Conclude.
Well, I'm just going to say real quick here. I really have enjoyed you, Doris. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed listening to you and your conviction and what you stand for. It represents a lot to me. And for me, the
Thank
children.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I really have enjoyed myself just listening. But see, he loved for me to talk, but I'm trying to cut it out so much. I don't like talking so much. I'm going to cut it off right here, too, because we're here for the minute. So thank you very
All
much.
Right.
I really enjoyed it.
Well, Larry, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate being here. I appreciate you allowing me to get my message out over your broadcast, and thank you again.
And I pray again. You're welcome. I pray again tomorrow. You just got to be talking to Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love, and Doris, and we got Doris Dansty. Doris Dansty. And she's the author of Jagged Edges. Go get it today, Amazon.com. You live on the Arthur Larry Tone Show. This concludes the session. All my guests, all my calls, have a good day, and God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.